Rachel's a health communication specialist in the Division of STD Prevention at CDC. Her work and research focus on emerging technologies, their influence on sex-seeking behaviors and STD transmission, and how the field can adopt these technologies for STD prevention and education. She provides technical assistance on the use of technology to the field, and for GYT, she coordinates the SMS code and social media at CDC. Rachel earned a Master's of Public Health from the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University in Behavioral Science and Health Education. And she'll be presenting on Getting People Talking, GYT's Use of Social Media.
Thanks. Good afternoon. I'm actually presenting this on behalf of one of our fellows, Rebecca Schmidt, who couldn't be here today and who is now with the West Virginia Department of Health. So as you guys know, Facebook is incredibly popular, and so both the CDC and the GYT campaign use Facebook to reach a broader audience of 15 to 24-year-olds to not only raise awareness about GYT and STDs, but also as a platform for sharing information and resources. And the nice thing about Facebook is that it provides us for an opportunity of a conversation where we can actually respond to our users. It allows for this information sharing and feedback in real time. It's also user-driven, so this is users who feel the need or the desire to talk to us. It's not something that we're soliciting. And it also allows us to learn about issues that are important to our consumers that we may not have known otherwise, especially when it relates to our campaign messages and how they're being received or interpreted. So our objectives were to analyze the posts and the comments to the GYT Facebook page and the comments to the CDC Facebook page to measure audience engagement and sentiment in April 2001. And specifically, we sought to answer the following questions. Are we reaching our target demographic, which was sexually active youth, 15 to 25? What are we actually communicating to our audience? How engaged is our audience? And what is our audience saying back to us? So what we did is we looked at our Facebook posts and comments, and we analyzed them from both the CDC and the GYT Facebook sites. And so just to reiterate, and I'll show you this again in a second, CDC has its own Facebook page, which we posted GYT-related posts, and then GYT has its own Facebook page. And we just looked at the month of April in 2001. And then two coders developed a code book, and we coded all the posts and the comments in those two sites for that month. And then we also looked at Facebook analytics to identify demographics and assess audience engagement. So, for example, this is a screenshot of the CDC Facebook page, and the top part is the post, and then everything below it are the comments, and that's what we coded for. And again, to just reiterate, we looked at both Facebook pages. So the difference that I need to point out about the CDC Facebook page is that the CDC Facebook page obviously covers a wide range of health topics and with a wide variety of audiences, whereas the GYT Facebook page is completely and solely dedicated to the GYT campaign. So in giving the results, I'm going to first present the CDC results, and then I'll present the GYT results. So in asking whether we reach our targeted audience, this was looking at Facebook metrics. We know that 44% of CDC's Facebook fans are young people between the ages of 13 and 24, and that of this age range, 54% are female and 42% are male, so it suggests that we have a balanced gender fan base on the CDC Facebook page. We weren't able to assess current sexual activity, though. And in the month of April, we posted four GYT-related posts that generated 60 comments. And these posts consisted of just general awareness, raising awareness that it was STD Awareness Month and raising awareness about GYT. It was also to promote resources, including campaign materials, as well as our STD testing locator. And the general awareness posts generated the most comments for us. Of the 60 comments that it generated, 35 were from unique commenters. And of those, 70% commented only once. But there was one woman, or person, I should say, who generated 20% of the comments about a single topic, and that was herpes. We did look at names and profile pictures if they were available to get a sense of who was engaging in these posts, and 23 of them were female, 8 were male, 2 were organizations, and the 2 we weren't able to identify. We had over 167,000 impressions, 222 comment likes, and we did see a spike in fans to the CDC page that were related to GYT-related posts.
What are impressions?
It's how many people actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at the themes that emerged from our comments just on the CDC page again were things specific to specific STDs, notably herpes and HPV. There were either comments to the CDC that they were either mad with us or happy with us. People commented either looking for information, asking, like posting a question, or clarifying by a question that had been asked or answering a question that had been asked, or people posted about the GYT resources, and then we also had stigma issues that came up, and I'm going to show you some quotes from this. So these are just examples of the different things that we found on our CDC Facebook page. Again, we had a huge issue, I guess you would say, with the herpes thing. So this woman, you know, and she told this to us on Facebook, is that she had been diagnosed with herpes because her boyfriend had asymptomatic herpes, and he had never been tested for it because CDC doesn't recommend testing for herpes. And so she really blasted us through all our posts, whether they were STD related or not, about why CDC wasn't doing more about herpes. So that was a big piece of our analysis. And then also stigma on the second one. Interestingly, when we were promoting GYT and promoting it as a way of taking care of yourself, this person had written, just work on branding the disease people so everybody knows to stay clear of them, or put them in a pit and fill it with dirt. And interestingly, a lot of people jumped on him for being so ignorant about what he was saying. And so it was interesting to watch this, the stigma, and then how others in our community reacted to the stigma. And then we had other things. And in addition to like herpes being a big issue, there are other groups out there that are very passionate about their health topics, and one is Lyme disease people. And they also just blasted our site, our post, our STD awareness posts, as well as like any health topic they would jump on because they want CDC to do more about Lyme disease. And then they also, again, had positive and negative comments about CDC and our treatment guidelines. So now I'm going to jump over to our GYT-specific Facebook page. So not surprisingly, our GYT Facebook has a greater percentage of fans that are between the ages of 13 and 24. But unlike the CDC, they have a smaller percentage of the group that are actually male. And again, we're unable to assess current sexual activity. On the GYT Facebook page, and this is actually interesting too, so on both pages, anybody can put a post, just like anybody could comment. On the CDC page, most of the posts are CDC generated, whereas on the GYT page, we had a lot of posts generated from a lot of different users and organizations, so they weren't just GYT initiated. And we had fewer comments, so more posts, but much fewer comments. We only had 20 comments. And these posts consisted of things about, like, education, you know, basic information about STDs, or events or promotions like the television programs, or if there was a testing event coming up at a local Planned Parenthood, they would post that on the GYT page. And then others were just comments like, things aren't working for us, I can't order a toolkit, things that we could respond to pretty quickly. Posts about the MTV program were the types of things that got the most comments, like a post about 16 and pregnant. And again, a lot of the posts, even though there were a lot more posts on the GYT page than there were on the CDC page, and they came from, as you can see, these various people. The majority came from GYT as well as Planned Parenthoods, but those were local Planned Parenthoods promoting different events and resources, followed by NGOs and CBOs, and then individual users. We had 20 comments, 295 comment likes, over 203,000 impressions, and we had 9,000 plus new likes to GYT. And we did find that about 2,000 users clicked through our GYT Facebook page to the GYT site to get more information. On the GYT page, these were the quoting themes that we found. Basically, people were posting about GYT resources, and then they either had positive responses to the campaign or negative responses. And as I'm going to show you, the negative responses aren't really that negative. Things that people would post, for example, about resources or promotions were things like, the application for the GYT ambassador isn't working for me. Our negative comments were actually not even really negative. They were just kind of funny, but I didn't feel like funny was a good coding theme. So they, for instance, we promoted an MTV program called the Top 10 Most Outrageous Sex Myths, and this was one of the negative comments, that the number one most outrageous sex myth is that Snooki actually practices safe sex. And then positive comments were, dispelling sex myths is so important. So the lessons that we learned from this analysis is that even though we're reaching the same age range, the CDC and the GYT, our Facebook users on the CDC page are different than those that are on our GYT page. And that posters can be extreme, and I think we see this no matter, you know, what business you're in. If people really love you or they really hate you, that's what's going to prompt them to comment. But we did learn that we had to respond quickly. That was something that was a lot easier for the GYT campaign to do than it was for CDC. What we have learned is that we also have to have posts ready to bury other posts, and this is a good lesson for anyone who's doing this out of like a health department or CBO, that if there's something that creates a big stir, you can easily start burying it with another post. And you need to monitor constantly so that you can respond to these types of things. And then it's a good idea to establish guidelines for taking down posts prior to posting. So establish those guidelines that if somebody's going to curse or be derogatory, that those posts will be immediately taken down. So from this analysis, we feel that through our use of Facebook, we are reaching our intended target audience, and that our audience is engaging with the campaign through whether they're commenting or viewing it or liking it. Topics that are important to users emerge, and it helps make suggestions on where we may need to move in the future. And that we may need to have certain campaign efforts may need to be enhanced, and that may be specific to the page. Like on our CDC page, it was more evident that we needed to address stigma with that population than it was on the GYT page, where we didn't see issues of stigma coming up. And then the campaign needs to establish metric benchmarks, and I think this is really hard in social media, is that establishing what your benchmark is so that you can determine future success. Thank you.